nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled Greater Light.
Hallelujah. You know, there are dealings of the Spirit and dealings with the Spirit of God that we may never be able to bring to human discussion. Some things that we may not even have words to communicate to other people. Sometimes I wish I could just express certain things. And not enough language in the earth to communicate certain things, you know. But thank God for the ones that we can share. Hallelujah. And God made two great lights, verse 16, chapter 1, book of Genesis. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Maybe I should read to you so you can just get a little more glimpse into this. Two verses prior to this. Verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. So God said, let there be light, and there was light. So there was already light. And then he separated the light from the darkness. The light he called day. And the word translated day also means hot. And the darkness he called night. Then he made two great lights and set one light to rule the day. The word is to have dominion, to exercise authority over the day and one over the night. The one to rule the night was the lesser light. So he made the lesser light to rule the night and the greater light to rule the day. It's amazing the way God thinks. You would have thought he should make the greater light to rule the night and the lesser light for the day, since the day will need lesser light. But no, because there are things that happen in the night and there are things that happen in the day. And so God said, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. That's the way he saw it. That's the way he wanted it. Hallelujah. Now, in the Bible, there are certain expressions for the greater light. These two lights that he set over the earth that he just talked about are the moon and the sun. The moon to rule the night, the sun to rule the day. And the word translated sun means brightness. Brightness. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Okay, turn to the book of Malachi. And we are reading from verse 1, chapter 4. Are you there? He says, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. He says, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. That means they will be burnt, because they will be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. He says it's a terrible day that's coming. It's a day of hardship, a day of turmoil, a day of questions without answers. And it shall leave them neither root nor branch, which means nothing to hold on to, destroying their history, destroying their extension. Terrible. Verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Are you still there? This is beautiful. Let me read to you that same verse, what we just read now. Let me read it to you from the Amplified Version. It says, but unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and gambol like calves released from the stall and leap for joy. You know what it is to gambol? It means to skip and jump joyfully. Have you ever released a calf or a young sheep or ram to let it go? You see it leaping for joy. That's what it's saying. So you will leap for joy. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for there shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. So while that day becomes hot and burning, he says, upon you shall arise the Son of Righteousness. The Son. He's talking about the Son that rules the day. The Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. Are you getting it? This is beautiful. But there's more.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled Greater Light. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34, or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. the word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close.
The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible,
the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Greater Light.
Glory to God.
Be in the house of God. Are you hearing me? It's important. Have fellowship with fellow believers. When we come to church, there's a corporate unction, a corporate anointing that flows, that works in all of us. Even when you are tired, come. Because it is better to be in the presence of God nodding and tired than to be elsewhere. He says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. He's talking about our meetings. He says, they that dwell therein shall not say, I am sick. He's saying sickness will not be your portion. Imagine that growth that was taking its place in your body. You come into the house of God during worship, it dissolves. A lot of times you will not even notice them. You will not even notice the problems that try to come into your body. You used to have asthma, but you've been coming to church. Now you can't remember the last time you had a crisis. He says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Why is it so? Isaiah chapter 24. I want you to go to verse 23. Then the moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. Just in case that King James language was too big for you, let me read it to you from the Amplified Version. Then the moon will be confounded and the sun ashamed when they compare their ineffectual fire to the light of the Lord of hosts, who will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his elders will show forth his glory. He's saying that there is a light in Zion that shines brighter than the sun and the moon that you see out there. What is he saying? He's beginning to spiritualize the light. He's beginning to let us understand that there's something better than the physical light that is out there. That when you talk about the greater light is not just the sun that stands out there. There's a spiritual world that is greater than this material world. He says that light is the Lord's presence. Where? In Zion. In Zion. And where are we? In Zion. He says, here come unto Mount Zion. When you were born again, you were born into Zion. That's what the Bible says. The people of the Old Testament were assembled to Mount Sinai. And the Bible says there was darkness and tempests, the thunderings and the lightnings, from the fierce anger of the Lord. He says, ye are not come unto Mount Sinai, but to Mount Zion. He didn't say ye are coming. There's an old hymn some Christians used to sing many years ago. Sometimes they sang it on wedding days. We are marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We are marching upwards to Zion, the beautiful city of God. They didn't know they were marching away from Zion. No, I liked the song back then. I liked it. I was ignorant. I was younger then. And they sang it in that old church. Especially on the wedding day, as the groom, you know, stood out there, and the bride was coming. We are marching to Zion. And the choir was lovely. They had a wonderful voice. And the bass and the baritones, they were, oh my goodness, beautiful, beautiful. And they go, Zion. But you see, no matter how beautiful you sing the song, the meaning matters. The Bible didn't say, ye are coming to Mount Zion. The Bible didn't say, march to Zion. The Bible says, ye are come. Ye have arrived. When you were born again, you arrived in Zion. Can you shout amen, somebody? We are in Zion. We belong in Zion. Zion is the city of the great king. That's the city that Abraham, the Bible says, was looking for. The Bible says he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Define it? Yeah. Zion. Zion. Say, I'm from Zion. Say it again, I'm from Zion. I'm from Zion. Woohoo! Glory to God. Yeah. So what's going on here? This is the light of God. It's the light of God. He says, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Oh, let's talk it about me. He says, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. Glorious things. He calls you his justified ones. He calls you his righteousness. I. He says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. He says, out of Zion, God shines forth. Out of Zion, God shines forth. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. King James puts it another way. He says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. God shines forth. You want to see the glory of God? Look at Zion. He said, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. from this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by
Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372
or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled Greater Light.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.